Rocker Henry Rollins, Trump Base's Antiquated Bigotry Is Dying Off. By Jerome Hudson on August 13, 2019. Henry Rollins, the 80s-era political punk rocker, former Black Flag frontman turned actor and activist, said in a lengthy Daily Beast interview that even though the backward-thinking electorate that thrusted Donald Trump into the White House is coming to an end, the Democratic candidates are just no match for him. Describing President Trump as a corny, pseudo-populist like Reagan, Rollins insists that the aging voter base that elected both Republican firebrands is dying off. "I think there's going to be a huge rejection of this really antiquated bigotry," Henry Rollins said. "And so I think what you're seeing right now is the old guard kicking and screaming as it's dying off. And that, to me, is 2019 punk rock. We live in an age of inevitability from Reagan to now. Because, since he was president, there's been one overriding current in this country. Send the money upstairs, you get less, he gets more. Dumb down the electorate," he added, before turning to border facility cages that Barack Obama built. "Because that's where those guys make their money, through incarceration. These kids in cages that are costing the American taxpayers $750 a day, and yet there's no budget for toothbrushes? That should tell you everything." Despite all that, the Sons of Anarchy actor believes Trump will win a second term. "I think he will squeak by in the Electoral College while losing by a million or more in the popular vote," Rollins lamented. "So they'll maintain control because of the way the Electoral College is set up, and the way congressional districts are gerrymandered, and how the Democratic candidates are just no match for a guy who plays in an eighth-grade sandbox for a living." Rollins, who tours the globe performing spoken word, also has a message for young people. "They should stop listening to people like me and really figure out that you've got to take the wheel away from people who don't want to give it up. Because the old folks, their money's invested in coal, oil, bad ideas, and restrictive ideas as to what women can do, what gay people can do, what brown people can do," he says. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the forthcoming book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know, from HarperCollins. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter @JeromeHudson.